Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Beauty and the Brain, the podcast where we discuss all things aesthetics. I'm your co-host, Dr. Chris Crowley.
And I'm Jerry Drinkard, family nurse practitioner. Together, Chris and I own Skin and Tonic, Med Spa that's located here in Pace, Florida. And today we're going to be talking about something that probably doesn't impact like South Florida so much, I guess, but we're in the northern part of Florida. And so we're going to talk about winter skin and the impacts that cold weather can have on our skin.
Yeah. You know, we lived in Chicago for a long time, and definitely in the more northern climates, colder climates, with a lot of heat. It's something that a lot of patients struggle with at this time of year is how do they deal with their skin? Now, some patients like it. They say it feels tighter, smoother, but it's also drier, flakier, and sometimes it gets chapped and it feels hurt. So we want to talk about what are things that we can do to care for our skin during these drier winter months, and also why this may be the best time of year to do some of the most transformative treatments that we can do, why we can be more aggressive this time of year with our treatment plans.
Yeah, if you're going to be dry and flaky, you might as well be really dry and flaky.
Are you getting anything major this winter?
Absolutely. I want to do basically a cool peel. So
you can do that any time of the year, though.
Yeah, but like maybe cool peel.
Yeah. Well, we're just going to do a CO2 resurfacing.
CO2. That's what I need. You know, I always do a lot of things during the winter because I'm so bad. Like during the summer, I have a lot of sun damage. But something that I do want to do this year that I haven't done in the past is some body laser. Like my chest is really bad. My arms are pretty bad. So I'm going to go see Dr. Taylor, my dermatologist, do my checkup here in the next couple of weeks, hopefully. Had to reschedule because I was out of town. And after that, I'm going to get to work. What about you?
I don't know.
Probably your winter's packed.
Yeah, my winter's packed. And so I'm traveling a lot for work. So probably not anything major, just my normal like little, touch-ups here and there.
That's kind of all you do anyway. Like you do frequent things, but you don't do a lot of like things that require downtime just because you're traveling so much.
Yeah, I'd prefer to just have anesthesia surgery and big procedures, be out of it for like a week and not do it again for a few years.
Or the previous podcast, you said that was your New Year's resolution is to get a facelift. So yeah. You may not need anything. They pull you tight enough.
Pull you tight enough, right? There you go. So let's talk about our patients and what they can do in the winter with their skin. So let's just start with what's going on. Why does it, why are we experiencing more dry skin in the winter months? What is it about these months that make our skin drier?
You really don't think about it being drying the way it is, but it breaks down the barrier. It can be from cold weather, can be from wind. It can be from us taking like super steamy, super hot showers because they feel good. All these things that seem like they wouldn't really impact the skin.
Or the most common thing, right, is the climate control. So we're talking about heated environments. And so when it's really cold outside, we typically use a lot of heat, which leads to drier air, more evaporative loss. And so that heat that we're exposed to a lot in the winter also will contribute to that dry skin feeling. And so do you change your recommendations for your patients or your clients in these months in terms of what they're doing at home?
I don't, but I probably should. You know, we focus so much on us. I know sunscreen's a year-round thing, especially in our climate, but in everywhere. But I haven't made adjustments. Julie, I think, does, the esthetician. She's one of our estheticians.
I think we all do. Actually, you just don't probably think about it, but we do it based on what the patient tells us. We're not proactively discussing with them. So if they tell us that there's a problem, but we probably should be more proactive with those discussions and really say, it's this time of year, what do we need to be thinking about or doing? And bringing up some proactively the concerns that we think they may experience.
What are some of the things you suggest to them?
Well, I mean, we year-round recommend a general moisturizer, good moisturizer, and we have several different lines that we carry here at our practice. But I think in general, you need moisture, and the compliant and frequent use is the key. And so I find that in the winter, people are more likely to be compliant with a moisturizer because it feels good on their skin, versus in the summer months, we have to make sure that we're using one that is the consistency is such that the patient didn't feel like they have something heavy or caked on their face. And so that's where we have to kind of adjust a little bit which product in particular we're recommending. So using one that I think is a little bit thicker in consistency, that's a little bit more hydrating, is usually more well tolerated this time of year. And having patients apply that sometimes at night, they can also tolerate it better. We recommend gentle cleansing, not over exfoliating. So sometimes people think when they're flaking, they're already exfoliating enough, or their skin is flaking off enough. And so that we still need a gentle exfoliant, but we don't need to overdo that. And so you and I both would love to do, you know, kind of like the apricot scrub, where we could just like scrub the skin off, and we know that that's damaging. But using like one of our gentle, like a Zeo cleanser, we have a gentle cleanser, but we also have an exfoliating cleanser from that product line that, you know, has small spherical beads in it that help exfoliate and get some of those dead skin cells off. So using a good exfoliant moisturizer that they will be consistent with and use, and maybe considering a little bit heavier moisturizer overnight, is one of the things that I personally find effective this time of year. And I think a lot of our patients like it.
I'm so oily naturally that I like the way my skin feels during the wintertime, but I do tend to use a lot more moisturizer. And you know, my body tends to be really dry. I use all of our products here. I use some Zeo products. I use some Elastin products, and I'm now using Plated, which is like my hot favorite thing right now. But I do find that I use more moisturizer, not only on my face, but on my body as well during the winter months.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit about this being a great time of year for aggressive treatments. And so, you know, we really can do treatments year round. And so I think that's also a myth that we can't do any laser treatments in the summer, but it does restrict some of the things that we can do, because sun exposure and sun avoidance is a bit more strict on some of the aggressive lasers. And so it's a great time of year, I think, for people to think about those types of activities if they're going to do this regenerative procedure. So like a CO2 resurfacing you mentioned, that would be something that we really want patients to stay out of the sun for at least 2 weeks. And you know, in Florida, that's hard to do, to get 2 weeks where we're not getting sun exposure. But this time of year, it gets dark sooner, it's dark earlier. The sunlight is not as intense. And so getting out doing your day-to-day.
And the heat is not just the light, it's the heat. Like, you know, you're not sweating as much. So it does give you a little better environment to heal in.
So what type of treatments do you think are really great to get this time of year?
Obviously, I think CO2, we've mentioned that probably every podcast we talk about at some point, but I think CO2s is a great time for that. I think it's a great time for your RF microneedling, because that's also one of the things that makes you sun sensitive. We encourage you not to sweat, you know, after you had your treatment. I'm a huge, huge fan of chemical peels. I think it's a great time of the year to get all three. We recommend doing three of the chemical peels as a package. I think it's a good time to do that.
So aggressive chemical peels, lasers, anything ablative, really.
Anything ablative.
And so yeah, if we have like for our plexer, doing like the plexer blepharoplasty, so the non-surgical blepharoplasty, we can be kind of aggressive around your eyes and not worry as much about any damage from the sun. So yeah, those are all the ablative treatments, heavy chemical peels. I think that's a great time of year to do it. The rest of the stuff we can kind of do year round. And so we don't really have to be as cautious about the sun. So I think that's kind of the route that we go here. Now, after the procedures, in terms of if we're already dealing with dry skin and flaky skin, a lot of the procedures that we're talking about, the heavy chemical peels, the aggressive lasers, the ablative lasers, dryness is an issue with that. So is there a particular product that you like to use for your post procedure care this time of year? And is that different than what you use in the summer months?
I love Elastin Nectar for my post care treatments. I think the combination of Nectar, I think using exosomes, we use Actizone here for immediate treatment, using some of the Actifirm line of products is good. So there are several different things we can use that help to promote healing and to give you optimize your results that you're going to get from the treatment. So do you have different recommendations?
No, we use those pretty much year round, and I agree with you. I use those immediately afterwards year round. Now, for some of the, so to me, Nectar is kind of like the Cadillac of the treatment, right? And so sometimes patients either don't want to, you know, splurge and buy the Nectar, and they want to go with something like Aquaphor. And so I do think that's a little better tolerated this time of year than in the middle of the summer. And so I'm like, we're going to go with something like that. But Nectar is what we recommend, or what I would use year round. For some of my other biostimulant treatments, it's interesting. So Elastin also has something called a restorative skin complex. And it's one that has been recently studied with Sculptra, in combination with Sculptra. And it's interesting, the results, and they were statistically significant improvements when we combined it with that. So that is the product that we probably should be talking more about with some of our biostimulant procedures. We usually reach for Nectar because of the consistency of it. It's almost like a silicone consistency, and so it does give a bit of a barrier. It usually feels good. The patients like the way it feels on their face. And so that's what we have used for a long time after some of our ablative treatments. So exosomes plus Nectar, and then letting them use Nectar at home.
For years, you know, people just used Aquaphor for everything. But
we hated Aquaphor, both of us.
We've never loved it.
Yeah, we did not want to get procedures because of the way it felt. And then if people use it too long, you know, they get they can get fungal infections on their skin if they're not cleaning it off right. They can get these little milia, all kinds of things that we've seen with that use over the years. But it, you know, the bottom line is they're trying to find some way, because it's so dry and uncomfortable. If we're really aggressive with some of the lasers.
The other thing people don't think about is part of the post-care treatment. And when I say post-care, I mean, you know, 4 to 6 weeks after the treatment is to follow it with the Nuva Skin, like one of the hydrating facials, to help to remove some of the skin that didn't come completely off after the treatment, a good hydrating exfoliation.
It's definitely not something that we should promote, but it's something that we talk about often, is that we use these months to undo all the damage that we caused during the summer month.
Well, we talked in one of the previous episodes about seeing yourself on camera versus seeing yourself in a mirror. And when I saw myself on, Chris did a treatment on my chest, and when I saw my skin on camera versus in the mirror, I thought, that's the most disgusting thing
He's exaggerating.
I'm not exaggerating about the way I felt about it. For sure, on my list of things to do is like some body treatments. I may do that before I leave the clinic today.
Again, a little bit dramatic. It doesn't look that bad. We were just on, we're filming this after we just were on vacation. And so we're in Tahiti. And so obviously a sunny place. We have a lot of sun exposure. We did wear sunscreen when we were there. We did put it on multiple times per day. But in an environment like that, you get exposure to a lot of UV rays. And so clearly years of that, we need to pick times of the year, times of the month that we can try to like combat some of that. So both of us are in our early 50s. And at this age, we try to practice what we preach. And so I don't love sunscreen. I don't like the way in general it feels, but we happened to find a few new ones that we were trying. We're going to bring some maybe back here to the clinic for some of you guys to try. But we found some that's a more lightweight consistency, and it really goes on quite nice. So it doesn't have that sticky consistency. Now, some of the things for the body, it's still, you know, when you're putting them over their large surface areas, it still feels like a lotion. It still can feel a little bit sticky. But I think compliance is key, because although we can do a lot of these treatments in the winter months, our priority is still to prevent some of this damage. And so there's nothing better than protecting your skin from the UV rays, which includes a sunscreen, but also any kind of physical blocking. So shirts, hats, glasses, all those sorts of things. That's going to be better than anything we can do in the clinic to try to reverse it. And so I want to make sure that as we talk about, you know, doing things in the winter and reversing these things, that we don't forget and that the best treatment is actually prevention.
And if someone doesn't want to do something, we've talked about has been aggressive ablative treatments and that sort of thing. But we do have some non-ablative things also, that things with low downtime, no downtime, because a lot of people's social calendar is not quite as full during the winter time. But then you have the people that are in Mardi Gras organizations, and that's really when their social calendars ramp up. And so the things that we can do for skin quality during the winter is some of our lighter peels that require no downtime, some traditional microneedling with serums or microneedling with PRPs. We have I would say one of our top three most popular treatments in the clinic is the Plexor Shower. It uses a plasma device to create little nano channels in the skin. And that has minimal to no downtime with phenomenal results that people absolutely love.
Now, I mean, we have a ton of treatments that we can do with like little downtime. I think it's important just to have a discussion about upcoming events, and that way we can make a custom plan. And for you providers out there, I think it's important for you to think about what plans are you going to offer that may look a little different in these winter months versus in the middle of the summer, depending on where you're located, and then matching that to what your customer needs are.
And speaking of events, some of these can even be done for events, like the Hollywood facial, if you want to call it that, or glass skin. It goes by several different names where you can combine some of these treatments with a topically applied neurotoxin and have your skin looking great for whatever event or just a stroll past a mirror, like y'all said, I like to do.
Absolutely. So yeah, I think that's the key. Talk to your provider about it. I think it'll be exciting the rest of the day today. We'll see what treatments we get to do on each other, because if we have any time this afternoon, we'll probably be here to the clinic till, you know, midnight tonight.
Yep.
Doing body treatments the way you describe it.
I need it all.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in for another episode of Beauty and the Brain. We look forward to seeing you next week.
See you soon.